Now we come to the chalice, or cup. Traditionally, this is given as a gift, for it symbolizes understanding and intuition. You can, of course, go for the religious style in silver or silver plate. If you have even a small amount of skill in pottery, you can make one. I prefer glass myself, and often give a Waterford chalice as a gift to a new SOL lodge, but it doesn't have to be expensive. A large wine glass will do just as well, especially as you are working alone and have no need for a chalice large enough to serve a group of people. Plain glass, not coloured, is best, and there are some lovely designs available. A small lace cover to put over it is an added touch. If you use metal, be sure it is all right to drink from, and be careful how you clean it and what you clean it with. Always use a red wine, or if you can't tolerate alcohol, red grape juice. Clean it well after use, and wrap it in a cotton napkin. Lastly, there is the pentacle, or cauldron, the symbol of earth, growth and generation in the north. Small cauldrons are not easy to come by, so I would stay with the pentacle. This is easily made in a few hours. You need a small, round breadboard, about 8 to 10 inches in diameter. Using a pencil and a straight edge, measure out a pentacle shape using double lines. Then refine it so that the lines actually go under and over in the correct places. Carefully paint the lines in gold or silver and outline them in black. The board itself can be left plain. An alternative that can be used instead is a small straw basket. This can be filled with bulbs and early flowers at the spring equinox, summer fruits and roses at the summer solstice, grains and berries in the fall, and holly, mistletoe, and acorns in the winter. The minor tools can be added at your leisure. The staff symbolizes wisdom and support. The dagger, as I have said, is often used instead of the sword. It symbolizes the tongue and the spoken word. It is also used to close and open the seals on the temple door. The thurible can be of two kinds, the regular church type on chains and a smaller version that often has a wooden handle on one side. The first needs practice to use. Take my advice and practice outside. I use a small one that holds just one charcoal pellet and has a handle that doesn't burn your fingers. A word about charcoal and incense. Light the charcoal in advance and wait until it burns right through and has turned grey before adding the incense. Always keep charcoal in an airtight tin to prevent dampness. Incense is readily obtainable these days, but a tin of regular church mixture is adequate to start with. You can add the more exotic kinds later on. Other things you will need are a supply of 6-inch candles and some holders, and a couple of 12-hour ones, long wax tapers for lighting them, a candle snuffer, matches, a small discreet waste paper basket, and tissues. And one more thing, the altar light. This is placed in the center of the altar and is usually a deep blue bowl. It symbolizes the Great Mother, and it holds a small tea light, symbolizing the Eternal Child. This is always lit at the beginning of the rite and before opening the quarters, and shows that the temple is, as we say, on its contacts, meaning all is ready and the inner plane teachers have taken their place.